Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Jennifer Hope Kotler, and you are tuned in to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. I'm really excited about our show tonight. We'll be on tonight from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. This doesn't mean much if you're listening to us on our archive, but just remember, if you're listening to us live, you can always get our show after this evening on our archive views, and you'll also be able to download it on iTunes. So I'm really excited about our show tonight. We are going to be welcoming Reverend Ramal Toon, who's the author of God's Graffiti, Inspiring Stories for Teens. And I know you're going to really enjoy talking to Reverend Toon this evening, and he is just an amazing, dynamic speaker. He's a wonderful preacher. He's a wonderful advocate for young people and teens, and I expect him to be calling in at any time now. But let me just tell you a little bit about me, what the work that I do, and a little bit more about the show, and then I'll introduce Reverend Toon. For those of you who don't know me, besides being the host of Spiritually Speaking, I'm a spiritual direction and life purpose coach, and my organization is Spiritual Energy Engagement and Direction, which is SEED, S-E-E-D for short. And you can find us on the web at seedspiritualcoaching.com, and you can email me at any time at jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching.com. I'm always happy to hear any of our listeners and to hear from you. I encourage you, too, if you're curious about the kinds of work that we do, to go on to our website and get a feel for the kinds of services that we offer. And just, you know, this weekend I was just in Western North Carolina for the Wild Goose Festival. For those of you who don't know, I would encourage you to Google Wild Goose Festival and learn more about it. Think about the possibilities of coming next year. It's a progressive Christian festival of music and thought and authors and images, art coming together. We were at a campground in Hot Springs, North Carolina. It rained. It was damp, but our spirits weren't dampened at all by the weather. It was a really, really incredible experience. There was wonderful, wonderful speakers. Philip Yancey, Brian McLaren, Alexia Salvatierra, Ken Budigan, who works with Pache Ebene, a nonviolence group in Chicago, Eric Elmas, who is the founder of Darkwood Brew, which is an audio and visual online web program that broadcasts every Sunday night. And just an amazing, amazing group of people brought together to share ideas, share thoughts, have an experience of community that really can only happen when you're all sort of staying in the same place at the same time, wading through the same mud, going to the same bathhouses. It's really kind of an amazing experience. And I would encourage you to look into that, the Wild Goose Festival. And one of the highlights I know for me was Saturday night, the Indigo Girls played. But I don't know if those of you who are out there, I'm guessing that most of you know the Indigo Girls, but Amy Ray and Emily Salyers, they were just incredible. And it was such a joy to get a chance to hear them. They were also interviewed by Krista Tippett, who does the NPR show On Being, and it was just really incredible, really wonderful time of music, but also of really learning more about them and their own spiritual journey and how they have experienced life and church and spirituality over the years. There's also wonderful speech and talk given by Nadia Boltz-Weber, who's a Lutheran pastor in Denver, Colorado. She was also interviewed by Krista Tippett for On Being. I would encourage you to listen to that whenever it's broadcast. It's going to be an amazing interview. At one point, she was a stand-up comic before she became a preacher. And for her, she thinks that all preachers ought to be stand-up comics before they become preachers. Now, I'm not sure if I would put myself in the company of stand-up comics, but I hope that at least when I have been preaching, it's somewhat entertaining, just like when I'm on the air with you, that it's somewhat entertaining. It was a really, really wonderful experience, and I am really hopeful that this will continue. This is the third year that the Wild Goose Festival has been here. It was based on a concept that originated in the UK with the Greenbelt Festival, of bringing together folks who are of like mind and like spirit to share ideas and share community and be with one another. And this is the third year that they've been doing it in North Carolina. The first 2 years it was in Shikori Hills, which is more in the central part of the state. This year it went to the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina in Hot Springs, just north of Asheville. And I'm really hopeful that next year it will be there, or it will be somewhere in the mountains. It was a wonderful experience and a wonderful way to connect with people that I had never met before, and reconnect with a number of folks who have been friends and colleagues and sojourners on the voyage for a very, very long time. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest tonight. I still haven't gotten him called in yet, but hopefully he will call in. If any of you would like to call in to talk about Wild Goose or to talk about other things that are on your mind, let me give you our guest call-in number. Our call-in number is 646, it's 716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And if you're interested in speaking and just, you know, sharing something with us to get in the queue, please press 1, and that way we'll know that you're interested in coming on air. This evening, as I mentioned, we're going to have Reverend Ramal Toon on with us. He's written a new book called God's Graffiti, Inspiring Stories for Teens. And I've read some of the book. It's really amazing. Ramal tells his story of growing up in a pretty challenging environment. I hope that he will share some of that with us. And also then the book goes through and outlines the stories of biblical characters in the Bible who also faced so many challenges. A lot of folks don't realize that the Bible is really filled with imperfect people and imperfect characters and imperfect stories. And one of the beauties that I think that I find in the Bible is the realization that, we don't have to be perfect people in order to be used by God. We don't have to be perfect people in order to be spiritual beings. So, there's many stories of Moses, who, you know, was the greatest prophet in the Hebrews, and led the Hebrew children out of Egypt, of Rahab, who was a prostitute and who was used by God to help to support Jacob in the Battle of Jericho. There's a wonderful story of Esther, who was also a Jew who was used by God to save her people. And yet she was a queen, but she was called out of more or less the Hebrew, the slave class, the very common class of people. And those people her people were threatened. So there's wonderful stories of those characters and many others in the book. And Ramal does a wonderful job of bringing forward those stories in a way that will inspire our teens today to be able to look at themselves and their own challenges, hopefully in a different way. So let me tell you just a little bit about Ramal. He is the founder of two really amazing touchstone organizations that are dedicated to connecting faith communities, corporate and public entities, social change advocates, and underserved young people. The first is a national nonprofit called Faith for Change, which solicits community involvement with high-need schools. And then he has also started FFC Consulting, which engages and connects companies and organizations with the faith-based community at large. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post, as well as other publications. He's also a popular motivational speaker and teacher. He's graduated magna cum laude from Howard University and Duke Divinity School. And his pilot program, which is called Blueprint for Success, is going to roll out this fall at Brigham Day School in Watts, California, and Levine Elementary School in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's really exciting to see Ramal grow in this way as an author, as a speaker, as a public advocate. I've known Ramal for a number of years, and it's really, really exciting to see the work that he's doing and the work that he has continued to do. So let me give you a little bit about the background, the blurb that has come out from a publisher. It says, speaker, author, and social justice advocate, Ramal Toon's debut book, God's Graffiti, Inspiring Stories for Teens, has been set for release on July 1st. From obstacles to opportunity, this is the roadmap that faith in God provided to Ramal Toon in his own journey. Toon highlights noted at-risk youth in the Bible and shares his own story of growing up in poverty amid crime and violence. Through these scenarios, he showcases how God heals teens and families through faith. Both practical and inspirational, this book celebrates men and women in Scripture who left troubled past behind to claim purpose-filled futures. God's Graffiti is a motivational resource for youth and an educational tool for youth leaders and seminary students. Each chapter contains questions for deeper exploration and to aid in self-reflection. Using profound examples from the Bible, Ramal Toon teaches that you are not alone in this world, as many others have traveled down similar paths. Read and apply the precepts in God's Graffiti and discover how much God loves you and how you can learn to love yourself. So really, it's a really amazing story, and I'm excited that Ramal will be joining us shortly to talk firsthand about his book. Again, if you want to join the conversation, I want to remind you that the phone number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397, and just press 1 to be added to the queue. I want to talk. I'll go back and talk a little bit more about Wild Goose and some of the speakers that were present there. I mentioned Nadia Bolz Weber, who was a really wonderful speaker. Krista Tippett, who did a number of interviews, these really wonderful conversations around race and the ways in which race are continuing to be prevalent in our society, with Vincent Harding and Phyllis Tickle, who are two of our elders in the progressive Christian movement. They were really wonderful in the ways that they can talk about their own experiences and the ways that they see things continuing to both improve and yet continue to be challenged when things haven't improved as much as we might like. For those of you who are regulars on our Blog Talk Radio Network and on the Life Coach Radio Network, we have a number of episodes that are coming up this week that I want to bring to your attention. Really wonderful episodes with some of my my colleagues. The next show is going to be Fund of Fortune, which is a startup success show. It's on denim therapy, and this is with Erin. Also on Wednesday, with one of my favorite authors and coach hosts, Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. Kathleen has written a wonderful book called Get a Job, and she provides on-air coaching with folks who are looking to change careers, do some job transition, looking for a new job, needing some assistance in figuring out how to go about it the best way possible. And she'll be on at 7:30 on Wednesday the 14th. On Thursday the 15th, we have Battle the Burnout and Get Your Spark Back. That's an exciting show that will be helping folks really, you know, have you been struggling? Have you been wondering where your motivation for your next venture is going to be? And the host coaches there will be sharing information and coaching with folks who have been feeling burned out in their own professional lives and are really struggling to make it the kinds of change in their life that are really bring them joy and passion. And I'm here to tell you, one of the things that really struck me at Wild Goose this weekend was the ways in which folks who are just so deeply passionate about the work they do and the joy that they have from sharing that work with others. I noticed, and I shared with a number of people, I have been a social advocate and activist over the years, and I found that when those of us who are in this kind of work, in good work, from a faith perspective or from a spiritual perspective, if we don't stay grounded in our own spirituality, if we don't stay connected to the center of our faith, whether that be spirit or God or Jesus, then one of two things tends to happen. Either we burn out, which is what that show is going to be talking about, people who have just burned out, or unfortunately sometimes we become co-opted into the systems of oppression and injustice that we're fighting against. Because in some ways, it just can end up being easier. So what we try to do, and we are always trying to accomplish, is to ensure that we stay grounded spiritually, that we stay grounded in the spiritual practices that keep us most deeply connected to the spirit, both within ourselves and without us, so that we can avoid that burnout, we can avoid being co-opted by that by those systems that we are so desperately fighting against. This weekend there were just amazing prophets, people who shared their stories, shared of themselves, shared music and dance and art, who were really sharing a new way of being in the world. For Christians, that is often called spirit, or it's called bringing the kingdom or the realm of God into this time and place. And that's really what Wild Goose is an attempt at. It's an attempt to be present and to be with one another in a way that's different than the way we are in our everyday lives. It's pulling ourselves back. It's pulling ourselves out. It's really reflecting on how we can be people of spirit and faith and goodwill and help to move our our world forward in very, very positive directions, in very, very positive ways that will help us to really live the lives that we were created to live. And when you can live the life that you're created to live, it brings a different level of joy and satisfaction and engagement and excitement. And I know that since I started spiritually speaking, since I started SEED, Spiritual Energy Engagement and Direction, since I started working with individuals and groups, doing retreats and workshops, helping folks to find their deepest life passions and their true vocations, that I have never been more satisfied. I've never been more excited about getting up in the morning. I've never been more engaged about the kinds of opportunities that are presenting themselves in my life now that I am truly living out the call that God has for me. So if you'd like to talk about that, if you are interested in talking more about any of the ideas that I've talked about so far, I hope that you'll call in. Our call-in number is area code 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. For those of you who might have been at Wild Goose this weekend, if any of you are listening and have more thoughts on the way that that impacted you, things that struck you, things that were a surprise, things that you might have liked to have seen there but didn't. If you want to call in and share that, it would be wonderful to hear another's perspective on that. One of the things certainly that I think is a continual challenge for festivals like Wild Goose, that are put on in a rural environment or with camping, is that it certainly attracts a more homogenous group for whom camping is a fun activity. It's a, you know, it's something that is pursued and seems like, you know, this is a great way to spend a long weekend, would be camping with friends. And on the other hand, there it does cut out other people for whom camping is not really their thing. It may be that they're just not comfortable being in that kind of a rural area, not comfortable with sleeping in a tent, sharing shower houses with other people, you know, waiting in line, really not, you know, doing more of the roughing it kind of activities. And certainly this this weekend, the weather wasn't great, so we all dealt with that. But in other ways, the beauty of the North Carolina mountains was just particularly stunning and attractive and lush because there has been so much rain. We were right on the French Broad River. The river was certainly up and thankfully not overflowing its bounds, but just a really beautiful setting. But again, that certainly, it brings some people out and dissuades others from being a part of these conversations. So one of the challenges and one of the conversations that we were having is there a way to have a meeting, a community gathering like Wild Goose in a way that really, really will open it up to a more diverse audience, that will create space where many people from many different areas of the country, many different diverse backgrounds can come together and share and have a similar experience of community. I think that for many, that might be one of the bigger challenges. It's like, how do we, in some ways, get away in a way that makes sense and is affordable for a lot of people, and yet maybe doesn't involve camping, or maybe is less rural, less out there? Is there a way to, a number of the folks have talked about poverty and how do we address issues of poverty, especially for progressive Christians and Christians who take the Jesus that they find in the Bible very seriously. Jesus was very serious about poverty. He fed people, but he also went to places where there were people who were needing fed. So how can, one of the questions I think that has arisen from this past weekend is, how do you continue to talk about these issues and live in a way that allows you to have integrity when you're speaking about the issues, that you're doing something tangible to address poverty. I went to, this afternoon, I had the experience for the first time to go to a really amazing ministry in Boone, North Carolina. I usually am broadcasting from New York, but this week I am broadcasting from Western North Carolina. And today I went to a place called the Farm Cafe. And FARM stands, it's an acronym, and it stands for, I just got my prompt. Feed all regardless of means. Thank you, Tommy Brown. I appreciate that very much. And it's a really wonderful concept that it's local food prepared by both staff and volunteers, and everyone who needs lunch can come to the Farm Cafe. Anybody who wants lunch comes to the Farm Cafe. They have a suggested donation depending on the size of the plate that you get. And if you are unable to pay the donation, another way to pay for that is by donating an hour of your time. You donate an hour of your time, and you too will get a meal. And there's a number of ways that you can volunteer. And what's beautiful about the concept is that we were there eating lunch. There were a number of people there eating lunch. And you have no idea who needed a meal and needed to come in and volunteer and who just really enjoyed the food. The food is absolutely spectacular. It's locally grown. It comes from a variety of sources. There are vegan and vegetarian and gluten-free options, and it's just a wonderful experience of community. And I think it's an idea whose time has come, that we are we have the opportunity to do a number of those kinds of really experimental and new and different ways of ensuring that those in our community have what they need in order to get through the day. So again, I'm going to invite you to call in with your thoughts, your ideas, your questions. Our call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And again, if you are new to Blog Talk Radio, if you're new to the Life Coach Radio Network, we welcome you. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. If you're interested in learning more about the kinds of life purpose coaching and spiritual direction work that I do, I would encourage you to go to my website, and that is www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. That's seed, S-E-E-D, spiritualcoaching.com. All one word, no dots, no dashes, and I can be reached at jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching.com. I'm hopeful that in this next half hour, we will have our scheduled guest, Reverend Ramal Toon, to talk about his newest book, which is called God's Graffiti, Inspiring Stories for Teens. Reverend Ramal was planning on being with us tonight, and I'm hopeful that in this second half hour, he will be able to call in and to join us. Again, the guest call-in number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. For those of you who are new, we've done a number of shows in the past. Our last show was on music, and our musical guests were Rebecca Stevens-White and Brian McFarlane. We also did a show on travel, talked about the ways in which travel can be a spiritual practice, whether it's traveling locally to a national park or a park down the street in the summer and getting closer to nature, or traveling abroad and visiting wonderful, beautiful places and cathedrals and icons and experiencing the spirituality of perhaps a different culture and a different group of people. Those shows and our very first show, all four of those shows, are now on my website, which is www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. And if you click on the link on the tab that says Spiritually Speaking, that will give you the link directly to each one of the archive broadcasts. We're really thrilled that all of the broadcasts are archived. We're also really excited that all of our shows now on the Life Coach Radio Network and on the International Life Coach Network are both downloadable on iTunes for free. And it doesn't get much better than that. You can take the shows and the information that you hear on this network and take it with you on your iPhone, on your iPad, on any of your devices, your mobile devices, so that you can listen to our broadcasts in another way. Just wanted to give you a little bit more about Reverend Tune's book. There are 8 different chapters that speak to different characters and tell their biblical stories. There's Moses, as I mentioned, Rahab, and the subtitle for Rahab I think is wonderful. It says, "What they call you doesn't define you." I think so often we feel defined by the names we're called, by the maybe the roles that we've played in our lives, the script that we've been given, and how that script plays out in our lives. I have a blog where I reflect on these kinds of questions. It's called Shifting the Script, and that can be found at www.shiftingthescript.com. And very often I do wrestle with, you know, how can we as people of spirit, as people of faith, really live into what we know that God is calling us to do and be in the world and not be defined perhaps by the scripts that we've been given or the expectations that others have for us. I think we, unfortunately, people often hit a midlife crisis because they have lived the script that they feel that perhaps their parents had given them, or their teachers, or their mentors, or their pastors, or anyone who was influential in their lives, and they were living out that script, and yet realizing at midlife that that really is not working for them. They really are feeling that they are being called to do and be something else in life. And while as that can be very challenging and very scary, it's also incredibly exciting. Incredibly exciting to be able to have the opportunity to live into what God is calling you to do. Now, it doesn't mean that transition is going to be easy or that there aren't going to be bumps along the way, but you can, every single person who's listening to my voice, everyone gets to choose every day what script they're going to live. And that's the beautiful thing about going to bed at night and waking up the next morning and really asking ourselves, you know, who is it that I am being called to be? Who is it that I am being called to be? And as I say with my Christian friends, you know, who are you being called to do? And, you know, what are you being called to do and be for Christ's sake? And if you can answer that question, if you can think about that question, you can change the trajectory of your life, and you can do it for the better. For those of you who would like to join our conversation, the guest call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And I would encourage you, if you are interested in just maybe talking through, you've been struggling with a transition or a question in your life, you've really been looking at your life from a different perspective and wrestling with if you're in the right profession, if you're doing what you really are feeling called to do, why don't you call in? We'll talk about that. We'll do a little coaching, life purpose coaching. We might get into a bit of spiritual direction. You can try it on for size. You can share it with some other folks. And you can get a sense more of the work that we do with Speed Spiritual Coaching. So I encourage you, again, the number is 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397. For those of you who are authors or interested in becoming authors, want to have written a book or are in the process of writing a book and would be interesting, think it would be a good book for us to promote on the show, I would encourage you to be in touch with me. If it sort of fits with the theme of spiritually speaking, I would really love to have you join me on the show. It's easy to do. We'd love to have new folks, new voices, give people the opportunity to share the work that they're doing, the ideas that they have, that they're sharing with the world on our Blog Talk Radio show. So you're always welcome to get in touch with me, to email me at jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching, and let me know what you're up to, and we'll see if we can't find a way to have you share that with the group. There are some things that that I wanted to share with you about some of the conversations that were happening while we were at Wild Goose. I shared some of those. One is we're sort of in the process of conversationally having some conversations around Christianity and what does it mean and what does it mean to move into a new paradigm, and why is it that we're constantly sort of comparing the old paradigm to the redefining what it is that we're talking about by talking about the old paradigm. It's sort of the understanding of, you're only able to define who you are by what you aren't, rather than really being clear about, who we are. And I think as progressive Christians, there was just some conversation about how do we get more and more clear about who we are and what we believe, and how we understand scripture, how do we understand the example of Jesus, how do we understand our Christian history and that continuing revelation of God over time, how do we understand what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ in these days and times, when particularly when being a Christian or claiming the name of Christian will turn so many people off, and who will, you won't even be able to get a hearing from some folks if you just even say that you're a Christian. You have to say, well, I'm not one of those kinds of Christians. I'm not the Pat Robertson or the Jerry Falwell Christian. So it's like, well, how do we then talk about what we do believe in a way and teach people what Christianity means without having to use those, well, we're not that, and we don't do this, and we don't take the Bible as literal words, like, you know, with a constitutional kind of reading. Instead, we look at the Bible as stories that through which God continues to reveal God's self to people even now. So, and that's, I think, part of what Ramal is trying to do with his book, is to look at those biblical stories and say, for these people, for these characters in the Bible who had these struggles, how do we, and what is there for us in the heart of that, that allows us to read these stories with new eyes, to reread these stories in a way that that speaks new truth to us, that perhaps you know, is different than the way that we read them, then perhaps we might have read them or have them in our Sunday school broadcast, you know, because we talk about how we often don't, you know, one of the things that came up is that we have a different understanding of church. We have a different understanding of what it means to be church, and yet all of our Christian education materials, the materials that our children are experiencing and getting in Sunday school, are the same materials that perhaps I got, or my parents even got in Sunday school. There's not anything new there, and there's not a new interpretation of that. So one of the things that I think was a challenge for those of us who are practitioners of the faith, who are faithful disciples, how do we transmit the faith to our children in a way that is consistent with the faith that we practice and the discipleship as we understand it? We do have a caller, and I'm going to join our caller to the broadcast. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, how is this? Who is this?
How is what?
I said, who is this?
This is Tommy Brown. I know you, Jen. I know you well.
You do. You do, Tommy Brown. And you were with me at Wild Goose this weekend. So
that's
I am
right.
Really
it
thankful that you call in. I'm wondering if you had any ideas and thoughts about this weekend that you would want to share with our listeners.
It was an amazing weekend. I volunteered for Wild Goose this weekend. It's the second year in a row, and this week I was able to help out as a part of the production volunteer crew and ended up stage managing quite a bit. And it was a wonderful experience getting the opportunity in that role to meet Philip Yancey and Nadia Bowles-Weber and Krista Tippett, and I've known Brian McLaurin, who has become a friend through many conferences, and Phyllis Tickle, who's become a friend through many conferences, and so to reconnect with old friends, make new ones, and to meet many, many young and older artists, performers, singer-songwriters, others. It was a great weekend, lots of fun. As you said earlier, it's wet this year, as all of Western North Carolina really is. But as you also said, it didn't keep it from just being an amazing experience. In fact, in some ways it added to it, that we were all going through that together in the community that became Wild Goose. This weekend.
Yeah, you know what? That was really funny. And Brian McLaurin even mentioned that. He said, you know, there are times when it's adversity that, you know, makes it brings the challenge and the adversity helps us to make us who we are. And sometimes we're even more happy in times of adversity and challenge than we are when things are, you know, just kind of going along well.
Yeah, that it really was that way. There were times when people, I was working in the performance tent, performance cafe tent, and people would come into the performance cafe out of the rain, and it was like, hey, aren't you glad you're here? And we just celebrated just some wonderful, wonderful moments. One of my favorite was singer-songwriter, wonderful, amazing guy, David Lamont, and singing with his son, four-year-old Mason, on the stage at the Performance Cafe. There were those intimate moments like that. Your workshop was the wonderful thing that your workshop did when just Rebecca started singing and people started coming in at that moment was magic. Another magic moment for me was the Indigo Girls. I consider that.
Absolutely.
And I talked to Brian about this too, that, you know, for years and years, the Indigo Girls and their songs and their message and the meaning in their songs has been, you know, in effect, about the progressive spiritual search or the spiritual search out from a Christian basis, though not explicitly. So, but that's how they grew up.
Amy and Emily both grew up in the church, and
still very much are. And but yet, that this year they're coming and performing, and in effect becoming part of the Wild Goose community. I considered it like the priestesses of, you know, the priests blessing the tribe. Blessing, you know, this movement, being a part of it. Hey, you know, we're one in the same movement, and this is, that was a very, for me, a very spiritual moment. Being there.
Yeah, I agree. And I have to say, you know, for me, to be able to both hear the Indigo Girls and to see speech from Arrested Development. And to do his hip-hop show on Friday night was absolutely incredible. And I know for those of us who are old hip-hop fans and who really loved Arrested Development in the 90s, I was it really took me back. It took me back to a good time, to a lot of the music that's just it's so good about that genre. I mean, speech is a very, you know, strong, committed Christian, and he is just really passionate about creating music and creating hip-hop that is positive and has such an amazing message. And so I was really excited to get to, you know, to get it. Where else in the world can you get to see speech one night and the Indigo Girls the next?
Yeah, it was great. And the cool part also was hearing them interviewed by Krista.
Krista Tippett is such a gifted interviewer. Yeah, she's just really, really remarkable. I'm going to give the call-in number just one more time. We've got just a little less than 10 minutes. If anybody would like to join the conversation, it's 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. I'm on the air with Reverend Tommy Brown, and we're talking about the Wild Goose Festival and just debriefing our rainy, muddy weekend filled with just an incredible spirit of community and love. And for me, that was, you know, just an amazing thing. Were there other moments for you, Tommy, that really stuck out? I mean, I know that I was really sorry that I missed hearing David sing with Mason. But I, you know, I caught snippets of David reading from his book, which is pretty remarkable. If folks don't know David's book, it's White Cloud, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and he'd be a great guest at some point with you. And I'm sure he'd love to do it.
Yeah. I'd love to have him on to talk about that work and the work that he's been doing with Moral Mondays and here in North Carolina.
Yeah, and just such a great guy. Just I've known David for years have gotten to know him well in the last several years. And as he's moved from out of music into peacemaking work, intentional peacemaking work, and then back into music as a expression of peacemaking. And it would be interesting to talk about that journey. But that was certainly, being with David is always a highlight. I think just another, you got to talk about, when you talk about Wild Goose, one of the highlights is always beer and hymns. They have a beer tent at this Christian Music and Talks Festival, and it was great beer this weekend, and Highland beer from North Asheville. And in the middle, you know, several times during the festival, at least once a day, they organize a beer and hymn sing. You go over to the beer tent if you want to, you know, not everybody gets beer, but you stand around and sing these old standard hymns. But they, in that setting, they recover a meaning that's been lost in the traditional setting, I think, in the traditional church setting. They become powerful in a way. And it was amazing after the Indigo Girls, that's what they did, is at 11 o'clock at night, and Phil Lyman gets on stage and starts it there with Amazing Grace and moves it over. They cut the sound, put it all acoustic, unamplified, and probably 500 people standing around at the beer tent, hut. It was a hut this year. You know, just singing beautiful songs. The stars came out. We were sitting, you and I were sitting in the field with our chairs, just listening and talking, and just that was a magic moment.
It really was. It was, like you said, I mean, couple of times I got to sing some of my favorite old hymns that have really come to mean so much to me, like Great is Thy Faithfulness, and, It is Well with My Soul. I went to sleep. They were still singing. And, you know, our tent wasn't that far away from the beer hut, as you said, and there was really something magical about going to sleep on Sunday night, on Saturday night.
That was Saturday night, yeah.
Sunday morning, while people were singing hymns, and the river was rushing by, and the tickets were chirping, and there is something that's really. It's really powerful, I think, in making that kind, coming together and consciously making community with one another.
Yeah. A phrase came to my mind. You know, you said there's not a whole lot of the distance between Saturday night and Sunday morning can be miles and miles. That really brought it together very close. That I don't know what the old phrase is, but Jimmy Buffett used to say it. The people who would play on Saturday night and on Sunday morning, you'd see them in church, and they'd be hiding on Saturday night because they'd be drinking beer, doing something they thought was wrong, and on Sunday morning, they'd be in church all stuffy, judging that. At Wild Goose, you know, isn't that powerful that on that Saturday night at midnight, people were doing both and? It was church, and it was church with integrity. You could fully be yourself there. And that's the message that I like sharing about what, you know, our faith is really about. It's not, the judgmental. Anyway, I can get very passionate and go off on that.
No, it's really true. You know, and I think that, you know, you hit it on the head, is that we have been a part that has said to so many people for so many years that you're not good enough. And you can't really be a good Christian if you aren't X. And
yeah.
whether that X is straight or, you know, completely dry, or, you know, that you don't dance, or that you are, you know, white, or you are male,
mm-hmm.
or you know, I mean, the church has unfortunately been used as a tool of exclusion when
mm-hmm.
that is so not the message that
mm-hmm.
Jesus came to bring. It was
mm-hmm.
always a message of inclusion. Jesus was always going to those who were on the margins and saying, God
mm-hmm.
loves you, and you are
mm-hmm.
included. You can be
mm-hmm.
a part of this. And I think that that is what is very powerful and what is very moving is to even be with people who have, in one way or another, been wounded by
mm-hmm.
the church, by Christianity, but are not willing to give up on it yet. That
yeah.
Perhaps there's something here that is redeemable, that we
mm-hmm.
can redeem the faith in ways that that will help us to move forward. So,
yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Tommy, for calling
yeah.
in. I appreciate it. It was great to talk to you and talk to you about Wild Goose. For those of you
well, I look
who
forward
are
to being a guest
listening
soon.
In, all right, we're going to have you back on so you can talk about your
yeah.
book
yeah.
and the work that you're doing with college students. So thanks so
yeah.
much for
great.
Calling in. All right.
My
bye-bye.
Pleasure, my pleasure.
So just to take a minute and wrap things up, I'm sorry that our guest was not able to join us tonight, but I would encourage you to take some time, go online, check out Ramaltu.com, check out God's Graffiti, learn more about the work that Ramal is doing with at-risk and urban kids. It really is powerful, and I hope that, you know, all is well with him. I'm really sorry that he wasn't able to join us tonight. But our next broadcast is in 2 weeks from tonight, and our special guest is going to be Eric Elmas, who is from Omaha, Nebraska. He's a UCC pastor. He has been doing now for a year or so a Sunday evening broadcast that's completely online. It's called Darkwood Brew, and he brings on people via Skype from all over the country to discuss different themes that they have throughout the year. And I'm looking forward to being on Eric's show on September the 8th, and I'm looking forward to have him on my show on August the 26th. So mark your calendars, August the 26th. At 8 o'clock, Eric Elmas will be joining us. The next show after that is September the 9th, and that will also be Monday night, September the 9th at 8 o'clock. And Tommy Brown, who you were just listening to, will be on, and he will be talking about his book and the college life engagement work that he's doing with college students at Appalachian State University and around the country, and the the way that he is using coaching to expand the ministry that he has been doing for years with college students. And as I said, there are a number of really great episodes coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network, particularly Wednesday. If you get a chance, join my friend Kathleen Brady on Get a Job with Kathleen. She really is super at the coaching that she does, the transitional coaching that she does. And I hope that you'll take a moment to get with her on Wednesday. And then on next Sunday, mark my words, with life and business coach Mark Shaw. Mark is a wonderful coach wonderful coach host on the Life Coach Radio Network. And I hope that you will take an opportunity to tune into that, to get some life coaching, some business coaching with Mark. That's on Sunday night. That's at 9 p.m. Kathleen's show on Wednesday night is at 7:30 p.m. And I hope that you'll take a moment to get with all of those. So again, this is Reverend Jen. Thank you for joining me for Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. And I look forward to being with you in 2 weeks when my special guest will be Eric Elman. Thank you again and have a great night.